This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, it's already been a great day. Dyson Daniels stopped by talking about the Hawks, gave you a little insight into his makeup. Hawks back in action tomorrow. We had a spirited conversation about our Falcons heading out to Denver. I have a little bit of a concern. I'm going to share it with you coming up in about an hour from now as part of our Falcon report. But right now, Mike, we got to talk dogs. Well, Barbara, thank you for being here. Last week, I don't think anybody expected the Dogs to lose the way they did to Ole Miss, and I want to start there. You said it was going to be a tough game, and boy, was it.
You know what? I didn't realize it was going to be quite that tough. But I have to say, as I look at our team, I think something is terribly off. But I can't put my blame on just the offense or just the defense. They both look crappy in that game. And that's all I can say about it, except what do you think a quarterback's job is?
To lead the team and not turn the ball over and make plays.
Well, I would think that it is their total responsibility to move the ball, to score, or screw up. And it seems like all we're doing is screwing up. I talked to a couple of people that are fairly in the know about what's going on. You know, I'm not just right next to it like I used to be.
Right.
But they are saying that our freshman receivers just can't seem to learn the routes. That when we throw the ball, they're supposed to be one place and they're not there. But I said, I'm looking at receivers that where Carson throws the ball right in their gut, they drop it.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on with them. I really don't. I just know something isn't right.
Right. Well, the best we could figure out, Barbara, is just the depth that Kirby's had over the years. It's just because of the transfer portal and everything else. It just seems like they don't have – the next man up isn't as good as he was the years they won the championship. And that seems everybody seems to be dealing with that same problem.
Yeah. I was getting ready to say, it is so equal now. But we are – I think I'm right on this. We're number four in defenses of the top 15, and we've played four of them. We have played tough defenses, but we are getting ready to head into a Tennessee team that we have literally beaten and beaten and beaten for about 6 or 7 years, and they run up scores, big scores, and they score on explosive plays. And, you know, that's what beat us at Ole Miss.
Right.
They had explosive plays. They were getting 20, 15, 20, 30 yards of carry at times. And it beats us. We're just, I don't know. I just want to cry, but you can't do that. You've just got to keep on keeping on. And when the tough gets going, you've got to see how tough you really are.
It's
so somebody just texted me like 10 minutes ago and said, I hear Georgia's having an all-blackout team game. Is that true?
Is that true, Chris? I have not seen that yet. If so, I personally, Barbara, I hate those gimmicks. No disrespect to Mark Richt. I just felt like wear your silver britches and your red jerseys. It'll all work out.
Right. But somebody just texted me and said, is that true? And I went, I haven't heard that. So I thought I would ask y'all.
We are efforting it right now.
Yeah. We had not heard it either. We are looking to see. I've not heard any of that. It is Barbara Dooley joining us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. Of course, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Mark Spain Real Estate as we talk about the Dogs. Barbara, I'm laughing with you, certainly not at you, when you said, I just don't know, because it sounded like Vince. It just, you know, when you said that, it just sounded like Coach Weir. I just don't know. But let's talk about... Let's talk about this rivalry that has been Tennessee. And I say that because you're right. We've owned this, right? I mean, they have struggled.
We have.
They've gone through different coaches. But it feels like, Barbara, they've settled down now. Heupel's done a really good job. They've kind of settled in. He's doing a good job recruiting. And maybe this is on its way back. I don't know if they're quite there yet. But talk about this rivalry in you know, from your time and what you've seen over the years.
Well, it's huge. When we first came to Georgia, Bill Battle was one of the youngest coaches in, Doug Dickey. I don't know where my mind is. Doug Dickey was one of the youngest coaches in coaching, and Vince Dooley came, and he and Doug were the same age, and we became really good friends through the years, and coaches back when we were coaching became good friends. And do you know how we met each other and had so much fun together? Through Nike.
Oh, wow.
Nike. Have you ever heard about the Nike trip?
Yes. Yeah, I heard a story. I heard a story one year that Ray Goff had to separate Johnny Majors and Steve Spurrier. That was after Vince retired. I don't know if that's true.
Our group loved each other. Right. Loved each other. And then after we left, everybody got real competitive.
Right.
But and they fought. They really did. But now, well, wait a minute. You know what? We talk – this has just clicked into my brain. Mm-hmm. We, at my first SEC meeting, we were all around the pool. Everybody was drinking and talking, and there was a new reporter there from the Birmingham News. His name was Alf, A-L-F, Van Hoos. And he had a bald head, and he wore glasses on his head. He wore them on the top of his head. And the athletic director at Tennessee, whose name was it Woodruff? I'm trying to think of his name. But anyway, he got so mad at him because he wrote something bad about Tennessee in the Alabama newspaper. He pushed him in the pool, clothes and all.
Oh.
And the last thing we saw were Al's glasses.
Floating. Yeah, Bob Woodruff was the 63-85 up in Knoxville. Barbara? Did we lose her? Did she drop, Oren? Oh, I think we might have lost Barbara.
Right.
By the way, we looked it up. Chris saw it. Yeah, the student section, the students, and some of the players, according to the Athens Banner-Herald, are advocating for having, like, a blackout.
Yeah.
So the student, look, you can do all that stuff. I think we learned our lesson with the Alabama blackout. We don't need any more of those.
Yeah, it was not.
Between the hedges.
It was not nice. Is she back, by the way?
Nope.
All right, we'll grab her. We'll finish things up with Barbara Dooley. Mm-hmm. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Barbara's brought to you by our friends at Kroger. That is crazy that she's talking about these stories. But again, that was – how close some of these media members were to some of these programs and coaches, Mike,
right,
and the access where you're pushing a guy in the pool because he wrote something bad about
you. And the story, Ray Goff, who used to work with the old station, said, yeah, that was the story was, I guess, some back in the late 80s that Johnny Majors apparently got into it with Spurrier when Johnny came back to Tennessee, and then it got sideways. And Phil, Ray's like, easy, you two, hold on now. He's trying to be like the ref.
Barbara is back. Barbara, yeah, that is an incredible story. And you're just talking about, you know, what this rivalry was and what it, you know, how it was when you guys were there. And it's just interesting to hear these stories. But that story I had never heard before.
About Alf and who's?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A great story.
It's unbelievable.
Especially since the guy wore glasses on his head. You always look to see those people get their comeuppance.
Yeah, he wore them on his head, and we saw his glasses. Of course, Coach Bryant just thought that was the funniest thing he'd ever seen in his life. And but getting back to Tennessee, as much as we liked each other, we had children the same age and everything. When we got on that field, we hated Tennessee.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we would go for them all the time. And then my son, Derek, was chosen as the head coach at Tennessee. And it ended in a nightmare. And I really hate Tennessee. I just want to tell you.
Yeah.
Because they fired my baby. And,
yep.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, well, he was in a tough spot. He was kind of in no man's land up there. You ain't lying.
Yeah, he was in no man's land. But you know what they did? They did not. He's going to be so angry at me right now.
Go ahead
when
and
he
say,
hears,
it. Say it.
They just did him wrong. If they had given him one more year,
right?
They gave him 2 years, but they got a new athletic director, and that's always look around. It's always the kiss of death for the head coach.
If he didn't hire, for those who don't remember, Derek Dooley followed Lane Kiffin after he left for USC up in Knoxville.
Right. Yep. It was a mess up there, a total mess.
Yeah.
And he was trying to win and clean it up, but a new athletic director came in, and if they don't hire the head coach, they're not very loyal to him. And so he fired Derek. But I will have to say that Derek made more in 2 years than we made in 25.
Yeah, well, that's the new business model, right? But to your point about this, Barbara, and this is what I was saying, they've kind of been in the wilderness, right? You went from that to Jim Chaney, to Butch Jones, to Brady Hoke, to Jeremy Pruitt. This is why they've had no consistency, and now that's what I said about Heupel. So, you know, we'll see, but it's going to be a big one on Saturday. Before we let you go, what do you think? How are you feeling about Saturday?
I think Georgia is going to have to score over 30 points to win.
Okay.
And I think our defense, I don't know if they can go head-to-head with Tennessee because they've got a great defense. But I think our defense has got to step up to the plate like they did at Texas.
Right. Good call.
That's what I think. But I'm going to be watching that game with everything crossed and a bottle of wine.
Barbara,
right on.
Thank you so much, as always. We love you. Take care. Go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs.
Thanks, Barbara. And, yeah, again, remember, it was Kirby's first year. Tennessee has not beaten Georgia since 2016. That was a Joshua Dobbs Hail Mary between the hedges.
And they needed that.
That's the last time Vols have beaten Georgia.
All right, guys, more on the Dawgs coming up. But when we come back, a big Falcons injury update next. We were a little concerned yesterday while we were up at Flowery Branch when we got that injury report late in the show. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Special guest on the way. Stay tuned. But we said, we hadn't seen Kirk Cousins on the injured list here. What's the deal? Now, he was limited yesterday, but then we got word from Dave Archer who said, hey, he's throwing the ball around. He's fine. Good news today is, Mike, he is a full participant.
And that's good to hear. We also found out from D. Orlando Ledbetter, I don't see any of the DMPs from yesterday on the practice field. That means D. Alford with a hamstring, Antonio Hamilton backup corner with a pec, James Smith-Williams with a tibia, and Charlie Warner still dealing with that concussion protocol, the tight end that we had on the studio with us up there at the branch, not practicing. So that means everybody else, including Troy Anderson, according to D-Led, is good. Is that right, D?
That's right, Mike.
That's good. So that's good news.
Yeah. No, that is good news because we were a little bit concerned with all the names that were on there. Like, whoa, wait a minute. But we said this, and I think Coach alluded to this yesterday, too, that interview's online at Odyssey.com. He said, you know, we'll get in today. We'll see what happens. We'll practice tomorrow, which is today, and Friday, and then we'll get on a plane and go play the game on Sunday. And his point was, everybody's banged up right
now. This time of year. Yeah, you get into week, you know, 10. That's why I thought the bye week is great timing for us. And he agreed, just got to handle Denver. We did the numbers earlier, and Denver's defense is just really good. They're allowing just a tick over 300 yards total offense with all their opponents. You know, even though, you know, as you said, Bo Nix has kind of been spoon-fed that offense, and they're kind of growing it, you know, by inches, that's still a team which, man, we better hope that Caleb McGarry can handle his business on that right side.
We're going to get into it coming up at 5 o'clock, guys. Also, special guests to stop by here on the show. And for those who missed the Dyson Daniels interview, again, really interesting dude, man. From the standpoint of, you know, he's getting to know us here in Atlanta. And the way you get to know a fan base, Mike, is you play well, right? Because the fan base embraces you. And all of a sudden, here you have a guy that's come in and had immediate impact in the league. Leading the league in steals is not something that's easy to do in the NBA.
Right.
And he's not just getting one or two a night. He is dominating this category, 6, 7, 8 steals a night. And those steals, guys, are turning into points. And those points are turning into transition baskets and easy layups and all of that stuff. So it is, you know, it plays out on both ends. But he came on the show, Mike, and was like, look, this is kind of the way I was brought up. And he addressed the fact that, hey, I didn't score a lot when I was in New Orleans because I had guys in front of me and I was pressing. Right. I thought every time I got in there, I had to be perfect. These are the things that we don't talk about when we don't know a situation from afar and he gets traded and you go, hey, I don't think he can shoot because I said it. The numbers did not say that this was a 20-point-a-night guy, for that matter, right. 18 to 25 or whatever it's going to be. He showed out the other night, Mike, against the Celtics. And, again, that's a very good defensive team for him to just have 28 like it was no big deal. And, oh, by the way, 6 steals to go with it.
Yeah, I love the guy's attitude. And it's funny, as soon as we had him on the show, a lot of guys were saying, oh, yeah. Yes, give me more of that.
Yeah.
You brought up the fact that, you know, you mentioned Nick Claxton, you know, acting like a doofus. And as soon as he bowed up, Nick Claxton couldn't get to the gate as quick. He was basically running for the tunnel behind the Nets bench after he was stepping up to him. I love that attitude. It's something we've talked about. I know that, you know, some fans don't get it, but you've got to have these kind of glue guys. And as we said, he's more than a glue guy. You know, this dude can score. And that's something that, as you saw in this last game against the Celtics, I mean, he's really good. And if you watch the Olympics, we brought up in the interview, he was one of the best players on Australia and was a big part of their tournament. So this is great. Now just get everybody healthy. DeAndre Hunter, apparently, according to the Hawks, is going to play. He'll be eligible to play against the Wizards.
Yeah, that's good. And he needs to get going. Need to get
He's missed
back.
10 games.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, you talk about early in the season and getting a rotation and, more importantly, a feel for the team. And here's the other thing. I think they play Friday, and then they go on a West Coast road trip, Mike. So they need all the resources they can get. They're going to be at Sacramento, at Golden State. And, oh, by the way, Golden State is not falling off whatsoever. They look really good.
Well, Steph was unbelievable that win we talked about yesterday against the Mavericks late as they honored Klay Thompson. But you're right. You know, whatever people, I guess the reports of their demise were premature, right, about Golden State.
Well, everybody just thought losing Klay and them aging the way they have, they haven't gone anywhere, and I think they'll be in the mix in the Western Conference. Plenty more coming up as well about the college football playoff and UGA. Thanks to Barbara Dooley for stopping by, talking with us about all the things with Tennessee. I just think it's important for – and it's not really for dog fans. This is more about the Tennessee folks, and we have a lot of them here in Atlanta. And obviously a lot of people go to that, you know, have their kids go to the school, and it's a great university and all that. But at the end of the day, from the football standpoint, Mike, it's about consistency. It's why Kirby has had the success that he has had. It's why Nick Saban at Alabama, you had consistency. And it's the one thing that Tennessee has been striving for. And I didn't know if Heupel would be the guy. He's come in there and stabilized the program,
right?
And you just feel like, if you're a Tennessee fan, and I don't know what happened Saturday, but guys, they've been competitive, and they've been in these games the last few years. They haven't found a way to get it done. But if I'm a Tennessee fan, I feel a lot better about where this program is.
I know I've mentioned a few times this week talking about the defense because, you know, when Josh Heupel got there, the up-tempo offense, and it was great, but you always felt like their defense was going to let them down. You know, you could always, they might score in bunches, and they might, you know, just zip up and down the field, but you could always get them with what you're going to do in the offense. I would say this, though, and by the way, the people that are losing their minds, we got a lot of texts on this on Wednesday after the college football rankings came out. If Georgia beats Tennessee, then you just plug in Tennessee wherever you see Tennessee. It's really not that complicated. Yeah. I know that everybody, the hue and cry, we used to freak out about a four team. You got a few more weeks to straighten this one out. You know, there is that worst case scenario where Ole Miss likely won't lose to Miss State or Florida and have a tiebreaker over Georgia. But then you and I argued, and I think it's a clean argument. Maybe Georgia don't want to be in the SEC championship. Just be a two-loss team, and perhaps you host a playoff game and get on with it.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say it's an easier path, but it is.
Because you have a likelihood. Now, again, we're going to find out if they rematch with Texas. That's going to be kind of cool. I mean, Texas A&M still got an argument to be in there. We'll talk about it.
All right. We got some guy talk on the way and a special guest. Oh, a special guest is going to join us. Don't go anywhere. It's Dukes and Bell. Dukes and Bell. I told you guys late in the show yesterday, we got a special guest coming up. And Mike was like, oh, we do? And then today, he found out who it was, and he was like, man, I'm so excited to talk to him again. And in studio with this is none other than O'Shea! Ice Cube is here.
Oh, man,
here.
Not that. You said O'Shea, I thought you had a check for
me. Ice Cube is here, hanging out with Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, 6 years ago last time we had him in here, brother. It's been that long.
Yeah, 6 years go by quick.
It's been a minute. Yeah, matter of fact, you rolled up in here. Killer Mike came through to see you.
Yeah.
He's on the new album with you, which you're hearing the new single, by the way. Cube's got a new album coming out. We're going to talk about that, but we're going to talk about all the things, man, because this brother's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, one of the most influential entertainers in the world, and back in the A, man. So what's going on, man? How you been?
I've been great. You know, it's been an amazing year, and... You know, earlier this year, the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame came with the Ice Cube Impact Award. So to be part of the Basketball Hall of Fame, you know, in our, you know, this is our eighth season of the Big Three.
Yeah.
But for them to recognize my contribution to basketball in such a short time was such a big honor. You know, we started off the year with that, and we're going to give it out every year. Had a great season. You you know, capped it off with a team that was on the bottom. They went all the way to the top and won the championship with Bivouac and coached by Gary Payton with his trash-talking self.
Crazy.
Yeah, and you know, now I'm about to drop an album at the end of the year. So right. It's been a great year.
Hey, why don't you run the Olympics, Big Three, our version of three-on-three?
Well,
for U.S. men's basketball, take it over.
I'm ready. You know, put me in, coach. I'm ready. We've been, you know, asking USA Basketball, do they need our players? Do they need anything from us? Can we help in any way, shape, or form? They've been like, thank you, but no thank you. We got this. They didn't qualify in Tokyo at all. And now, you know, they lay an egg in Paris, and you know, egos and grudges and disagreements should not keep us from gold medals. We should come together as a country and win when it's time to win and put all those bitter rivalries aside. So, right. USA Basketball, holla at your boy.
Yeah, especially when it comes to Olympic hoops, man. The new album, by the way, is Man Down. It drops Friday, November 22nd. I'm curious. I said this to you before we went on the air because we grew up obviously listening to you and you guys were trendsetters. You still love being in the studio and that creativity that comes with being an artist. Cube, you know this. A lot of guys, man, they grow away from it or they just like, I don't feel it anymore. But you've always had this creative juice with you.
Man, I love hip hop. You know, when we started, it was a hobby. It was fun. It wasn't. We didn't like get into it to make money, or didn't think we was gonna. You know, definitely didn't think we was gonna become household names with the music. So, it's always been a love and a way to be ultra creative all the time. You know, I hear a beat and I just want to rhyme. You know, I got stuff to say, and to put it in a song form is a great way to express yourself and get things off your chest or just talk mess. You know, sometimes as a man, you just want to talk a little head, you know what I mean? Talk a little trash, and hip hop provides all that for me.
Ice Cube is with us live in studio, and as you've been touring the country promoting the new record, came out that you almost had Dr. Dre produce the solo record, but Jerry said no.
Oh, when I first went solo, yeah. You know, when I went solo in 1989, you know, me and Dre was still cool. My problem was with Easy and Jerry, so, you know, we were conspiring to try to do the album, you know, for them to do my solo album, even though I wasn't going to be on Ruthless no more. And, you know, they vetoed that. They was like, nah, you can't do it.
Right.
And so I ended up, you know, going to New York and hooking up with the Bomb Squad, with Public Enemy and Chuck D and Flavor Flav and all those guys. And we did a great record called America's Most Wanted.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I was jamming to it on my way here. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Man, the movie stuff. Cube, you've done a lot of that.
Yeah.
I thought a funny line I heard you say after that whole Cat Williams episode was, nobody's putting me in movies.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm putting everybody else in movies. Nobody's putting me in movies. But man, that aspect of your career, you've grown that. Like when you first, obviously Boys in the Hood, everybody knows, but like as you've grown that aspect of your career, like what's the deal there for you? What's next for Cube in that area?
And I still got a bunch of movies I want to do and try to get them done and produce. But I'm at a point where if I can't do it the right way, I don't want to do it at all. Mm. I got to do it the right way. You know, it's not a money grab. I'm not anxious to just throw anything on the screen. You know, some guys, they'll play a chicken dinner if that's what the role says. You're the chicken dinner tonight, and they'll play that. So I won't, you know, I think, you know, mine has to be, you know, it has to fit in my wheelhouse.
Right.
And I've been, you know, very, you know, on top of my career and how it, you know, kind of rolls along, and I need to always be in control of that ship.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's funny, we were talking about this off the air. He also was a trendsetter, Carl, in the sense that, remember, in science fiction movies and horror movies, the black guy always gets killed first.
Of course.
Yeah.
He survived. You survived a bunch.
Yeah. You know, I told them when they asked me, did I want to do Anaconda? I told them, I said, only if I don't die like the black dude. I saw Jurassic Park and the black dude died in the first scene. I said, I gotta not only live, but I want to kill that damn snake with Jennifer Lopez. And so they was like, all right, cute. And I was like, man, all it took was somebody to ask. You know, like them 1,000 black dudes that died in all them horror movies, all they had to do was ask, stand up for yourself, man. I want to live.
They didn't have the clout, though, to do that. Come on.
Yeah, well, you know, I wasn't going to do the movie if they told me, you know, no.
Right.
So. Yeah. You know, I guess it was like they really wanted me in it.
Something to learn there. You got to ask for it, right?
You got to ask. Closed mouths don't get fed.
It's true.
The squeaky wheel get the oil. You know?
Now, did you ask the Dodgers? Or the Dodgers asked you? Because before we got in here, Carl, I said, if you hadn't seen the video, because sometimes we don't get to see the pregame, you walking in from center field was about as badass as ever, thinking it was a good day.
Oh, yeah. They asked me. You know, they asked me and what's cool is Jesse Collins produced that whole opening. And Jesse Collins, if you know who that is, he's a guy who's produced the Dr. Dre Super Bowl. He did the Oscars when Will slapped Chris and all this. So he's a big time producer. And he was like, yo, you want to do L.A.? And we're going to get Fat Joe to do New York. And I was like, yeah. And so... coming out from center field, we set that shot up, and it was like, oh, this is going to be amazing on game day. And then when they opened the gate, 52,000, I mean, going bananas because of the grand slam that happened the night before.
That's right.
So, you know, it was like, it was hard to lose that night, you know.
Right.
It was.
And the Dodger players, when they celebrated the championship, said, hey, man, we won that too.
Yeah, you know, I sent him my ring size. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, you know, don't slide that to me, you know, on ring night.
Cube, talk to us about your son, man. It's Ice Cube in studio with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He's in Atlanta, guys, hanging out. Obviously, he's got a new album coming out, Man Down. It's out November 22nd. That's Friday. A new single, It's My Ego. It features Egomaniacs, features Killer Mike, Busta Rhymes. That dropped November 8th. The single debuted at number 7, so it's already on its way.
It's moving.
But your son, man, O'Shea Jackson Jr., man, and he's got a big movie coming out the new year.
Yeah.
Den of Thieves was one. I loved it. The first one was great. And now they're coming out with part two, but his career, man, is taking off.
Without a doubt. You know, I couldn't be more proud of him, me and my family, and you know, he's doing what you want your, you know, child to do, your kid to do, you know, step up at the moment of truth, take the baton and run with it. And that's what he's done. And, you know, it's exciting to watch, you know, from my point of view, because it's always been about me and, you know, what I'm doing. You know, my wife is like, if you bring another picture home of yourself that somebody done gave you, and I'm like, hey, you know what? I can't turn it down. If somebody paint a picture of me, what? I got to take it. And so it's cool to see him. And, you know, he was in Star Wars, so he got a little action figure and around the house. Yeah. And he's hanging up posters. And, you know, it's cool to see, you know, your son, like I said, like take the baton and run with it.
And straight out of Compton, as you know, the actors say, giving notes. Did you have to give your son notes on how to play you?
A little bit, but not much. You know, he's been watching me a lot, so he knew everything. And I would just tell him how I felt about everybody. You know, you're about to be in a scene with this one, that one, and the other one. Here's how I felt at that time about this one, that one, and the other one. So you kind of know to go into it with the right tone. when you're talking to somebody. You know, if you're mad at somebody, you got a different voice than when you cool with somebody. So just those pointers. But he did a magnificent job.
I mentioned this earlier, Q. You're in the Dre, Yella, MWA is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's crazy, right?
It is.
I mean, like, to think for those of us who grew up on hip-hop and to believe that this group that we were listening to that was, you know, oh, you can't hear those guys. They're saying this, that, and the other. And years later, you fast forward 30 years, and you're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You're being acknowledged by the music industry and the world in a way that we never thought would ever happen.
Yeah, it's crazy. And what I learned about that whole experience, I mean, just from where we came to where we are is, you know, when we decided, man, let's just do what we know. Let's talk about what's going on in our environment and not, you know, we're never going to be Rakim or Run DMC. You know, let's just talk about what we know. You know, let's just worry about what's going on around in our face, you know, Compton, Watts,
be real.
South Central. Yeah. And if we just become underground, local, you know, stars or, you know, that's cool. That's good enough. But us chasing and trying to be this one and that one and the other one ain't working. And as soon as we made a pure decision like that, that it went the other way. It blew up. It was like, you know, so if we didn't make that decision to just be ourselves and, you know, we might not be stars. We might not ever be as big as Run DMC or these groups. So what? Let's just be ourselves. You know, we end up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I want to ask you about Caitlin Clark before we let you go, brother. Appreciate you stopping by, as always. My wife's tripping out right now because she thinks you're a sex symbol. You know, she's like, you got Cube on. I got to take a bit. I'm like, come on now. Here's the deal, though. Caitlin Clark took the world by storm.
Yeah.
And I know you, with the big three, were talking about trying to bring her on in some way.
Right.
What was the deal there? And what do you expect as you continue to try to grow the big three from the women's side of things and Caitlin Clark?
Well, you know, it was a moment in time. You know, her coming in, a lot of attention. You know, you look at the viewership numbers. Right. You look at the attendance, ticket sales, sponsor opportunities. We felt, for one, that she could play in the big three because we've had small guards get off, like Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, Nate Robinson, and we felt like her style could be successful. Now, if she had to play down low, maybe we wouldn't have offered that because it would just be a gimmick. And, you know, trying to go after her, we knew if she played with us, you know, it was a business decision. It would unlock millions of dollars in sponsorships and ticket revenue and, you know, TV contracts, this, that, and the other. So it was worth a shot. And we wanted to be respectful and up the money that the superstar women are commanding. And, you know, it didn't work out. She chose to, you know, go to the path that was already laid out. But I think we did help women's sports with the offer. It was a real offer. Right. It wasn't no PR stunt. And you know, who knows? We don't think we'll offer that again next year to her. We're going to move on with our league. It's growing. We're selling teams. Got, you know, an owner in Miami now, team in L.A., team in Houston. So we're growing the league in a great way. It, you know, we took a big shot. And as this league grow, we're going to continue to take big shots.
Cube, congratulations on the new album, man. Always appreciate you stopping by and coming through the A here
anytime.
On Dixon Bell. And continued success, my man.
Right.
God bless. Thank you.
You too. Ice Cube, everybody. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We got a lot more to get into. Falcon Report's on the way. My concern about the Broncos. Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.